This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. In Boston tonight, friends, fans, and family will gather to celebrate Roman Totenberg's 95th birthday. Yes, NPR's own Nina Totenberg will be there. After all, she's his daughter. For more than 85 years, Roman Totenberg has been a professional violinist and teacher. His career has taken him from Warsaw to Moscow to Berlin to Paris and finally to Boston, where he's been sharing his wisdom with aspiring students for more than 40 years. He still teaches at Boston University. Andrea Shea reports.
Roman Totenberg has been practicing the violin every day since he was six.
Now I am more than 6 years old.
His instrument is a Guarneri, circa 1736.
So you see, they're older things than I am.
The 95-year-old violinist's sweet sense of humor has helped him get through some very tough times. Totenberg's life story is as compelling and complex as his music. On the eve of the First World War, his parents moved to an impoverished Russia, where he says he helped the family survive by performing around Moscow with an elderly teacher. Totenberg was only 7 years old.
Invariably, the people give us white bread and butter and other things to eat, which we take home. And that was actually the first impression of the value of the art, what can it bring to you to survive, so to say.
Totenberg's playing eventually helped the child prodigy do much more than survive. He studied in Berlin with Carl Flesch, who was known for shaping young, gifted violinists. But at age 20, Totenberg fled to Paris as Hitler's shadow grew. There, he mingled with a thriving intellectual community that included Pablo Picasso, Gertrude Stein, composer George Enesco, and pianist and composer Carol Szymanowski.
Really, practically everybody that was somebody was there. All of the French artists, but also the German artists who came to find a refuge in France.
In Paris, Totenberg made friends with Russian artists, too. Among them, composer Igor Stravinsky and his son, pianist Salima Stravinsky, with whom Totenberg later recorded. As fascism continued to spread across Europe, Totenberg, like many of his contemporaries, fled to the United States. Again, his music helped him survive and make new friends. At the age of 24, he played at the White House for President Roosevelt. As Totenberg describes the evening, he points to a photograph of Roosevelt hanging on the wall of his studio.
It was so charming that I was completely taken with the country that can have such a wonderful president and such a wonderful atmosphere.
Totenberg is full of stories, stories driven by world history, politics, art, and war. And while he's called America home for over 70 years, he never forgets his European roots. He says his canary, Toten Bird, is a throwback to the old country. Totenberg, it seems, can't help but teach. He started, he says, when he was 11. Yesterday, about 70 musicians, some of them former and current students, gathered in Boston University's Psy Performance Center to rehearse for tonight's celebration. BU junior Yevgeny Kutik has been studying violin for 15 years, the last five of them with Roman Totenberg. He says his current teacher is different than any other he's had, including his mother.
Many teachers like to put a kind of stamp on you sometimes, And he knows exactly how not to do that. He knows how to let your individuality and your like special, unique talent shine through your planning. He knows how not to touch that, so you don't come out like cookie cutters.
Kutik was born in Russia, but he's been here long enough to speak fluent English. Over the decades, Roman Totenberg has taught students from across the globe, and he's done it well, says Andre de Quadros, the director of Boston University's School of Music.
He's had students from so many different places, and he's had to, in a sense, be able to be adaptive and to modify his teaching styles, his personal message. That's a rather difficult thing to do.
The ability to adapt and maintain something of his own identity characterizes Roman Totenberg's playing, says Richard Buell. Buell is a music critic for the Boston Globe and the Boston Phoenix, and he says the violinist has gotten better with age.
Roman Totenberg doesn't waste any energy. He knows the direct route to what he wants. He's heard all the mistakes that can be made, even by himself, over all the years. So you hear all this stored up experience and wisdom.
For his part, Roman Totenberg seems too modest to claim he's a better performer now. He says, matter-of-factly, you simply play differently at different times of your life.
As a very young person, you play much more aggressively, probably. And then you come to a point where you much more philosophy with music and understand more the beauty of the composition, of how it was constructed and how each great composer had some kind of a special ability to shape a phrase and do something very special with it.
Violinist Roman Totenberg has played with some of the world's great orchestras. He helped champion the music of Samuel Barber and commissioned a piece from Leonard Bernstein. But in the end, he says music and life are intertwined. He adds, it all comes down to connecting with people.
Going through life like I have done in many countries and civilizations, I think as a result, you learn to live with people, understanding how to get along with them, or also find the best part of them and pull out that best part, as well in music as in personal relationship.
And over the course of 95 years, Roman Totenberg has forged quite a few of them. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.